This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy, are you with us?
Actually, this is Ida Sergey still. I'm heading out to the office shortly, but I asked Dr. Shealy the same question that I asked you, and it's interestingly, I haven't asked it up to now. And he is actually, if you'd like to talk to Norm, he's got some interesting answers too.
Well, that sounds great. Love to.
Yeah, please feel free to ask those three and then see what Dr. Shealy has to say. I was surprised. Here we go.
I've never asked him.
Here we go.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, Dr. Shealy.
Hi.
You know, your son asked me these three questions. So, one, is it okay with you if we go through the three questions that he asked me?
Of course.
Okay. So, the questions are... Let's start with, what is your favorite animal?
Horse.
A horse. Interesting. So, you've had horses. You've had horses at your farm in Missouri. And your wife loved horses, right?
Yes, over 40 years, yes.
Yeah. So, what makes the horse your favorite animal?
Well, you can ride them.
Mm-hmm, right.
They are friendly, as friendly as a horse, as a dog is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so they're useful. They can help mankind.
Yeah.
They're friendly. Mm-hmm. And are there any other reasons?
Well, they don't ask for a lot. You know, they don't need a lot of attention.
Very interesting. So, and that's absolutely true. You can, you know, as long as they have grass and water or hay and water,
yep.
They could be happy. You know, as long as they're not freezing cold, not in the rain, in the snow,
right.
And as long as the climate and the weather conditions are fine. You're absolutely right. They don't need a lot. But yet, when they see you, they'll come over and walk, and they'll want to get their hugs, and they'll want to be loved. And they're really not a problem.
Right.
They're not a problem. They're not offensive. They don't, if they're not captive, they typically don't tear things up.
Right.
They don't riot.
My least favorite beyond the state. Is a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
your least favorite, did you say your least favorite's a cat?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. And, you know, your son asked me what my favorite was, and I did say a cat. And as I was thinking about, the cats, you know, the cats here, you know, they're independent. They mostly want to be left alone, except our cats, when they see us, they come running toward us, and they meow, and they want to be picked up, and they want to be hugged. So
right.
they actually, our cats have jobs. Their job, there's some that like being in the garage, there's some that like to be in other parts of the house, and they are ever on the hunt for mice. And if they find a mouse, they'll dispatch it quickly, and they'll leave the head for us to see. They'll say, you know, I just want to let you know, Mom, Dad, that I took care of this for you, and here's the head. But That's what they do. But generally speaking, they, other than catching mice and other than wanting their, you know, their hugs, they don't do much. They want to be left alone. But when the dogs or these puppies that we've adopted or have adopted us, we have some half, I'm thinking they're half coyote and half something else. And so they'd probably be called coy dogs, C-O-Y-D-O-G-S. And they, these two guys, they're young, they'll go up to one of the cats and the cats will just look at them. And as the puppies get closer, the cats will hiss and then they'll take a swipe. And so you have a cat that's maybe 1/8 or 1/10 the size of each one of these dogs. And the dogs will back down. They literally will back down. You know, one swipe with the claws and the nose, and they learn really quickly that maybe you should just leave the cats alone. So that was fascinating about the horse. What is your favorite color?
It's between red and green. Equal.
So Sergei's, one of Sergei's favorite colors is red. So what is, and our son's is as well. What is it about red, do you think?
Well, it's warm and friendly, and you know, just shouts at you.
Warm and friendly. Yeah. Well, there's some reds, right? Other reds are loud, right? Like
right.
Yeah. Like the Coca-Cola label colors, kind of shouts at you. But interesting that you say that. Is there anything else about the color red?
No, it's, you know, blue would be my favorite beyond that.
Okay, so it's number two would be blue.
Number three, red.
Oh, number
green,
three. Okay, yeah. Okay, so red, green, red, number one, green, number two, blue would be number three. Okay, and then what do you think green means?
Well, it's lively. It reminds you that you're alive.
You know, it's interesting. I have two of your books on the studio desk with me, and one of them is called The Illustrated Food Remedy Sourcebook, and... Your colors are right there. There's red, tomato red, and then there's the leafy greens and the celeries and the lemon leaves. And actually, the title, Food Remedies, is in green. Very interesting. And not any green. This would be a green of vegetation, color green. Then I have another book in front of me, and it's The Complete Family Guide to Alternative Medicine, an Illustrated Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. And what's here? Well, there's green as well, and there's some reds. Strawberry red is on the cover as well. By the way, class, those are two books I think you ought to consider buying, but I don't think they're currently available on your website, Dr. Shealy. Are they?
I know.
Illustrated? Yeah. So you'll have to get them used, and you can. And what I do, believe it or not, class, when I find these available on the Internet, in good condition that are used, I buy them and I give them to people I think will read them. If I think they'll actually read them and treasure them, then I will give them a copy of this. And the Food Remedies book says, it's got this writing on it, and it says, "Best wishes, Vinny, Norm." I guess that would be you, Dr. Shealy. And by the way, your books are quite outstanding. So, class, if you want to get two really good books, I think that you will treasure the Illustrated Food Remedy Sourcebook. It's by C. Norman Shealy, M.D. And the other one is The Complete Family Guide to Alternative Medicine, an Illustrated Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, by C. Norman Shealy, M.D., Ph.D. So I have several of them. And... you know, if you happen to meet Dr. Shealy, and if you could get them personalized, that would be awesome. And that's what I've done over the years. So then we get to water, and it can be a drop, it can be, you know, a large amount, it can be. What is What was your answer to the water question?
A lake.
A lake. Okay. And so what does that mean to you?
It means peace.
Interesting. Okay, so you're talking about a calm lake where the water is just tranquil. Isn't that fascinating that Dr. Shealy, that you and our son and Mrs. Finelli and I guess most, if not all, the instructors are all looking for very similar things, and in our class as well. Peaceful. We want to be left alone. We want to learn. We want to learn more about everything. But we don't want to be pushed. We don't want to be shoved. We don't want to be controlled. We want to be left alone. We want to be left alone, and we're all willing to help other people. That's kind of the way I see it. Did you notice that commonality, like when you were at the Get Prepared Expos, or when you had a chance to spend time with other instructors on the air here at USA Prepares, or be at the seminars, that we all seem to have some of these common threads that we want to. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. But it's not true of everybody, right? In terms of the general public.
No. Some people are the opposite of frenetic.
Yeah. And you know, I had a question. I sent your son was over and yesterday, and I said, you know, we really need to get Dr. Norm over here. And we have a barbecue and spend some time out here, you know, at the farm. And I sent home some blue eggs, some brown ones and some blue ones. We don't have very many blue ones, but I still think there's something to it, Dr. Shealy. I really do. I can't put my finger on it. I don't have the, you know, spectrum analyzer the mass spectrum analyzer to figure out what it is. But I think there's something to the blue eggs. So, class, if you're wondering, you can get, you know, factory eggs, they're white, and then you can get brown eggs from, let's say, Rhode Island Reds and others, and then you can get the blue eggs from cream leg bar chickens, and then there's some green eggs, and we don't have any of those yet, but I'm interested in learning more about green eggs. But there's something that makes the blue eggs blue. They're, and it has to be different, because otherwise they'd be brown or white. And the other colors are, there's like a light tan, there's kind of an orangey brown, then there's the brown, and then there's the blue and the green. So I really want to know. I want to know, is it partially genetics? Is it mostly genetics? Is it the diet? Because the cream leg bar chickens, although they are friendly to the Rhode Island Reds that we have, they know that they are different. They know that they're from a different clan, and the cream leg bars hang out together. They seem to be scratching around different areas of the farm as they're on patrol looking for that next great bug to eat. They move in their own circles, and I have a feeling that they're looking for different treats to eat than the Rhode Island Reds. I really think there's something to it. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy right after these few short commercial announcements.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shields is here with us. And class, if you'd like to call the office, the clinic, for an appointment to talk with one of the doctors, here's the number, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's the number I call. The very same number. And you can make an appointment to for telemedicine over the telephone. You can make an appointment for a video teleconference appointment. Or you can make an appointment to show up in person. So, Dr. Shealy, over the years, has helped me with my problems and my lung problems. And he's recommended supplements, vitamins, minerals, supplements, Myers cocktail. I've had five of those. And he's recommended the PEMF device, which I use every day. And I'm doing great. I mean, I really am. I was on all kinds of meds. I was on azithromycin, an antibiotic, a pretty strong one, every other day for life. And I mentioned that to Dr. Norm Shealy. And he said two words. And they resonated. And he said it very quietly. He said, "Oh, my." And I remember that. He didn't say, "Vinny, what's the matter with you?" He said, "Oh my." And I knew right then and there I was in trouble. And I asked him for a consultation. And what happened was I received a packet of a file, and I printed it out, and it was many pages long, about the stress factors in my life, the diet, how many teeth I had, you know, those kinds of things. A lot of questions. And class, this is the kind of thing that typically almost never happens when you have a doctor's appointment. You know, I guess the majority of medical doctors, they don't ask you these questions. You get a 7-minute appointment, and it took me at least a half an hour to fill this thing out. And so Dr. Shuley has this on file, and it was the basis for recommendations. Is that right, Dr. Shuley? So based on how I answered these questions about health and diet and weight and, you know, likes and dislikes and stress and foods I eat and how many teeth I have and, you know, those kinds of things. What there's a scale that is the addition of a number of factors that they have weights, and then you add them up, and it tells, you know, what my numerical indication of what my general health is, based on how I answered questions with different points associated with each type of an answer. And so, Dr. Shuley, can you tell us what does that mean to you? You're the only guy that does that, I guess you and your son, but that I know of. What does that tell you when you have those answers in front of you before you actually meet your patient?
Well, it gives you a broad understanding of the person and their abilities and their habits.
Okay, and, you know, one of those questions is, you know, about smoking and alcohol and drug use and those kinds of things and prescriptions. So when someone is a smoker, Dr. Shuley, what does that tell you just by itself? Or does it not tell you anything by itself?
I would like to say stupid, but unwise at best.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so here's another question, and it follows up on that. So if a person is a smoker, is that indicative of something else that you might have a follow-up question? So I see that you smoke, you know, L&M cigarettes, 3 packs a day. Does that prompt another question from you?
Yes. You eat fast food.
Ah, so smoking, fast food, and then it's the next logical question. You know, how many beers do you have a day? does it all tie together, Dr. Shuley? Seriously, does it all tie together? Smoking,
okay.
Fast food, and alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk some more about what one of these appointments would be like and what a person could expect to hear from you at the end. And I'll tell you, I'll share with you, class, what it meant to me and what I was told. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercial announcements.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump confirmed he will leave his Florida resort tonight and travel to New York City, where he will appear in court tomorrow for his arraignment. Trump says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it's impossible for me to get a fair trial. End quote. Former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy on Fox News last night.
A rogue prosecutor will try to make up for with quantity what he lacks in quality. So what you always have to be careful of is that they're loading up an indictment with counts, even though it's thin gruel, because in essence, what Bragg is trying to accomplish is to get Trump to be a convicted felon.
A group of large oil producers led by Saudi Arabia announced yesterday they will cut more than 1 million barrels of oil a day starting next month. The output cuts add to the reduction of 2 million barrels a day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norman Scheel is with us, medical doctor and PhD, author, patent holder. About 40 books, right, Dr. Scheel?
Yep.
And what is your favorite of all the books you've written?
Conversations with G. Physician's Encounter with Heaven.
Mm-hmm. And so this G would be your guide, right?
Yes.
And how would you define your guide?
Well, it's out of the blue. A voice comes to me, and I can carry on a conversation, ask you questions, and get answers.
Okay, so when you have conversations with G, and G means guide, is that right? Is G?
Yep.
Just a shorthand version of G-U-I-D-E? Okay.
Yeah.
When you have these conversations and ask, and you literally mean a conversation, you don't mean one-way transmission, you mean questions and answers and fleshing out the information.
Yeah. many pages.
Is this why you are in a relaxed state, a sleep state, eyes closed, or?
Well,
what's it like?
I'm awake, but I just hear a voice, and I answer it and carry on a conversation for all day.
Okay, so in practical terms, is this how you develop the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, the frequencies, the stepping, the cycling,
well,
the timing?
It came long before I met my guy. I was walking in Scotland one day, and I suddenly understood that the Earth has a frequency, 7.83, and each indication is a higher. 7.83, and I finally found an engineer who could put it together, Lou Cassidy finally made for me.
Lou Cassidy is a USA Prepares instructor, and didn't you guys meet at one of the Get Prepared Expos?
Absolutely. He came up to me with an early model of the PEMF.
Mm-hmm. He's quite a brilliant guy. There's no question about it, because you know there are engineers who can do the electronics. There are engineers that can do the antenna portion. There are engineers that can do the software, you know, the programming. So, but Lou does them all. He does the antenna design. He does the microprocessor. Circuitry, the layout of the circuit board, the prototyping, and the programming of the microprocessors, and the other devices that the microprocessors tell what to do, and then the transformers, and so the power supply, the whole nine yards he engineers.
Absolutely.
He's one of a kind. Yeah. And he's a USA Prepares instructor as well. Yeah, and, you know, this is kind of interesting, Dr. Shealy. We have an instructor who has a friend, and this instructor lent a friend their PEMF device because the friend has cancer. And I was talking with the instructor, and I said, "Well, you know, it's non-invasive. Why not? Why not try it?" And so this person that has cancer is using the PEMF device. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shealy? Is it worth a try?
Oh, of course. It's worth a try for almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, depression, pain, sleep.
Mm-hmm. Hearing.
Yep.
Yeah. And so there's one downside to this, and that is trying to get that PEMF device back.
Yes.
Well, it's literally true. I lent one back. It went out years and years ago, and I don't think I can ever get it back. And another one I lent out to one of the instructors, Rich Sheban. He's using it, and he says that it's very interesting. He said that he has difficulty falling asleep. He used it, and he was out very, very quickly. He was stunned by how quickly he was able to sleep. And his girl uses it, and she thinks that it's absolutely phenomenal, and she's in the medical field. So she and I and Rich, we all feel that this absolutely positively works. Absolutely. And Dr. Shealy, I mentioned to you that our dog, D.B. Cooper, about 15 years old, has real serious arthritis in her rear legs. And there was a time when she just flat out couldn't get up. So we'd have to pick her up and walk her outside. You know, we'd have to literally carry half of her. And she weighs 85 pounds. So, you know, you're bent over and carrying, you know, roughly 45 pounds. And it's tough. And it was tough on her. It was tough on us. And so cod liver oil, glucosamine chondroitin, P PEMF device and eggs, and she's getting around. Now, she still has arthritis, but she's able to move all by herself. And that was very, very quickly. Within, I'm thinking, like a week of a few treatments of the PEMF device, switching her to mostly eggs, scrambled eggs, and glucosamine chondroitin, half of a capsule in the morning, half in the capsule in the evening meal, and cod liver oil. And she's doing great. It's really true. So, Dr. Shu, have you ever had any people that were skeptical of the PEMF device and what it can do? And that have been...
Oh, yes. Not as people skeptical.
And then what happens once they try it? Do they lose their skepticism after they've tried it for, let's say, a week?
Yeah.
You know, I think they might be skeptical because it doesn't have the lights and the sirens and all the things that... It's just now, if you put a magnet near it, the magnet will jump like a Mexican jumping bean. There's no question about it. But unless you do that, it just remains absolutely quiet. Now, I can't use it when I'm on the air. I could put it around my over my head, except that it makes the microphone jump like a Mexican jumping bean, and the microphone will go boop, 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 like that. But so I can't do it when I'm on the air. But your son wears his, while he's driving, when he's at the farm, he walks around with it like it's a necklace. Seriously.
Well,
what are your thoughts about that?
Wear it at least 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about using it for pain, and Mrs. Finelli heard us talking about it yesterday, and she said, "You know what? I'm going to try that." So she's going to put her leg through it and, put it up to her knee, where she says, her knee hurts. And let's see if that works. But Dr. Shealy, literally, for, I'm thinking, 50 years, she has had this cough. And not all the time, but many times a day for 50 years. PEMF device, it's gone. It has been gone for, I'm thinking, a couple of years now. But, she sleeps with it. And I sleep with it, too. And so she hugs it. She puts it on her chest and kind of hugs it. And I'd rather she hug me. But, so actually, it's between us. She hugs it to her chest, and the cough's gone. It's gone. Do you think that that's far-fetched, or you think that would be like a typical result?
Absolutely.
Typical?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And are there any cases that you'd like to share with us about what it's done for those who are actually willing to try it and follow your instructions? Do you have any interesting stories about that?
Yes. The last conversation I had with G, he said, "Here's something you can use to bypass surgery." And he described it, putting crushed sapphire in a pouch and wearing it on your chest. And when I wrote the book, I had not tested it. But I tested it for a year on Sergey and me. And he had a total calcium score of only 200. I had a total calcium score of 2,800. It took each of us down 200 points. I wore for subsequent 10 years, and it lowered my calcium score 200 points a year. Unfortunately, I lost the source of the calcium scores, and I have improvement beyond that, but I believe that it does more than decalcify the aorta.
And is there something that you could do in addition to the crushed sapphire crystal pouch that you would wear around your neck as a necklace? I have one from you, and it's the real deal. Is there like a diet or a regimen that you could follow that would even improve that 200-point reduction?
I have a diet. It's ideal, so I don't know for sure. But it certainly could help that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a recommended number of eggs per day that a person should consume of average weight, average body mass index?
I eat 3 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't much go above 3 a day.
Now, some people would say that that's way too much because of the cholesterol. What's your response to that?
Well,
okay. Now, isn't our brain mostly cholesterol?
Well, it's certainly made up of similar substances, yes. That kind of fat.
And what about eating brains? I've read that people who have heart problems should be eating chicken and liver hearts. If someone has Alzheimer's, should they eat cow brains?
Absolutely. Our calf brain or any animal brain.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get past the thought, though.
Yeah.
Okay, and how would they eat it? Would they eat it? Is it cooked? Is it pickled? Is it raw? Is it
cooked?
Okay.
Broiled or baked?
Yeah, I remember being at a the days of these department stores. There was one Lord and Taylor, and back in the early 1950s, I was there, and my mom said, would you like to have lunch? Because they had lunch counters at these big department stores. And I pointed to this ham, and I said, may I have some of that? And then the lady behind me said, I'll have some of that tongue, too. And I said, whoa, wait a minute, that's not ham, that's tongue.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like the phone number to the clinic, it's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's in the Central Time Zone here in the United States. And you can call and make an appointment and get the same kinds of consultations, advice, and counsel that I've gotten. And literally, Dr. Shealy has saved my life multiple times. And, you know, it was understanding his point of reference, understanding and appreciating his vast knowledge and experience. And when I heard him say, oh my, when he learned I was on a lifelong course of treatment, that included azithromycin every other day for the rest of my life, and I was spiraling down slowly, but it was killing me. It literally was killing me. And he helped me wean off it. He helped me wean off the steroids. And steroids are really great. I mean, to alleviate pain quickly, I mean, they're fascinating. But the downside is so dangerous. And that was killing me also. And from my research, Dr. Shealy, steroids can quickly reduce inflammation. But at the same time it's reducing inflammation, it's preventing the body from healing. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Short-term use only.
Mm-hmm. And it was really great, but I was on a massive dose. It was like, you know, if it takes a pound to kill it, let's use 5 pounds. I mean, it was a really bad thing for me, and so I have been off the steroids. I've been off the antibiotics. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shealy, you recommended I take probiotics in between the every other day antibiotics while I was weaning off, and I take probiotics every day. And literally, my pulmonologist cannot believe, number one, that I still have a pulse. Number two, that I'm able to do the things I'm able to do here on the farm. Actually, you know, a productive 71-year-old farmer. Actually doing things, operating heavy equipment, tractors. I mean, I'm able to do a lot of things. And she's absolutely astonished every time she sees me, just for checkups. And my doctor's appointment is, I can't believe how well young you look. Just keep doing it. And that's the whole appointment. So I asked your son about this, Dr. Shealy. I mentioned this earlier today in class, that with the combination of your protocol, vitamins, mineral supplements, youth formula, Dr. Shealy's essentials, beta-glucan, turmeric curcumin, D3, vitamin D3, those kinds of things, lecithin granules to reduce cholesterol. Your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, I follow, and I've got them right here, you know, in the studio, and I go in the studio many times a day, so it's the place for me to have them, and I don't forget. But I mentioned to your son, Dr. Sergey, that the University Hospital said that there are only two people who've gotten better that they know of. And it's a university research hospital. It's like the Mayo Clinic of the Midwest, as I've been told by the medical profession, that they only know of two people, and I'm one of them, that's gotten better rather than, you know, gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and ultimately died with a serious lung condition. Does that seem right to you, Dr. Shealy, that it's a really hard thing to fix, and yet with your protocol and your technology that I am fixed?
Yes, indeed. It's good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And so are you surprised or are you not surprised that I'm doing as well as I am, considering the condition that I started in years ago, before your protocol?
I'm surprised, indeed, that you talk about it a lot. But, you know, I have other examples of the same.
Well, Dr. Shealy, the reason I talk about it is because, actually, I'm a teacher, as you are, as the rest of the faculty, and I believe that there are lessons, firsthand lessons. When you share a case study, I think it's more relevant than here's something I read about and other people have done, and, you know, you might want to think about it. But what I'm saying is, here's what happened to me, here's the advice and counsel I got, here's what I did, and here's the result, and it's me.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying, I'm not bragging about me being me. I'm just saying that I know firsthand that this is the whole situation. And here is the result. And I'm here to prove it. That's
absolutely
what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, oh, I had one other question for you, Dr. Shealy, in the last remaining seconds that we have in today's class. So you have G. Do others have G as well, their own G? Or do you have to search out G? How does that happen?
Well, it's just it's available to anyone if they listen.
Hmm.
You ask the universe and it will respond.
There you go. So if you don't ask, you're not going to know. But if you do ask,
right.
you will. Is it? You think it's 100% if you ask, and you're diligent?
Not 100%, but at least 90%.
There you go, Dr. Shealy. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.